This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The national security threat to watch for in 2025 may be drone swarms. Colin Demarest writes the Axios Future of Defense newsletter. He has researched this and he joins us now to tell us more about it. Colin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course, Megan. Thanks for having me.
So what are drone swarms?
So that's the question everyone's asking, and the phrase itself kind of gives it away, right? Like, imagine a large group of drones working in sync. I think most people immediately imagine these things in the air, unmanned aerial vehicles buzzing around together with a mission in mind. But there's nothing saying this doesn't apply to the land or sea as well. There are many companies and militaries working on unmanned ground vehicles, UGVs, unmanned service vessels, USVs, and unmanned underwater vehicles, UUVs, the Textron Ripsaw, Saronic Corsair, and Anduril Dive LD are good examples of each. There's, of course, debate about what a swarm like constitutes, exact numbers, levels of autonomy, and so on. But at the most basic, it's smart machinery tasked to go out and accomplish a mission, even if that's just like a light show or agriculture.
Well, and I've seen one of those light shows. So for anybody that has seen those, that's what makes this believable, that it could be used in other ways. You know, how have these drone swarms been reportedly used in other places in the world?
Yeah, so the most prominent examples right now of drone use are in Ukraine as it pushes back on Russia's renewed invasion, the Red Sea, where Houthi rebels in Yemen are wreaking havoc on commercial and military vessels, and in the greater Middle East, of course. Hamas chief Sinwar's last moments were filmed by a drone, and that footage went viral, and months prior, there was the attack on Tower 22 that killed three U.S. troops. In war zones, drones and robotics are used for almost everything: spying, targeting, moving supplies around, blowing up infantry, air defenses and tanks, and even high-tech mines as they lie in wait for ambush. They've played a critical role in the American global war on terror, but I think it was in Eastern Europe in the Russia-Ukraine war where Pandora's box was really opened.
You know, I remember reading an article about Ukraine forces' use of these drones and how valuable it was to them because it's relatively inexpensive and easy to access technology.
Yeah, that's kind of shaking up the whole defense world right now. It's the blowing up a $1 million tank with, you know, a $2 drone. That's a bit of a hyperbole there, but that's what everyone's kind of thinking. And that's especially seen in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, where you're seeing, you know, the U.S. Navy spending more than $1 billion on munitions. Meanwhile, the Shahed drones and other things are a fraction of that cost.
What are the concerns here in the U.S. about how drones could be used against facilities or citizens?
The big banner concern is definitely terrorism, some sort of assault on a crowded place. These domestic attacks are evolving. You're seeing a rash of car and truck rammings right now, and there are serious concerns that the next tick or the next evolution will be with drones. My colleagues, Mike Allen and Jim VandeHei, wrote about the worries of NFL owners. A stadium is a juicy target, right, if that's how you're thinking. And defending a place like that is complicated. There's so many people, so many entrances, so much overhead space, so much land around it, et cetera. The other worries are about critical infrastructure. China pokes around a lot of vital digital systems in the cyber world, and it's safe to assume they and others have eyes on it in the real world, too. I was talking with Jonathan Moneymaker, the CEO of Blue Halo, a defense contractor, the other day, and he put it this way. We will either address this before we suffer a major drone attack here, or we will address it after, but we will address it either way, excuse me. The good news is plenty of people are thinking this through, and there's certainly opportunities to jump on, but legislation needs to catch up with the tech, according to almost every defense executive I've talked to.
Who or what agency monitors drone flights, and who has authority over their use?
Yeah, so in the U.S., that's everyone from police to federal agencies, you know, Homeland Security and the FCC, for example, to the military. Base incursions make headlines, like in November in the U.K., but this also extends to the average Joe, right? You just have to look up and maybe you see something. In terms of authority over their use, on the civilian side, it's primarily the FAA and state and local governments. There's training and certification and all that good stuff for pilots. When I was doing local news, I wanted to start using a drone for photography, but that required a lot of red tape, right? And then obviously the U.S. military and intelligence community is a whole other beast in charge of their own assets here and overseas.
Are there any known countermeasures that are effective against drone swarms?
Yeah, so countermeasures get complicated domestically here stateside, but overseas there's tons. But they have varying effectiveness and price tags, and obviously swarms complicate the math and decision-making. You know, what's a decoy, what's deadly, who's the target, and which one do you shoot? So there are multi-million dollar missiles, like the Standard missile made by RTX, used repeatedly in the Red Sea. Same goes for the Navy's 5-inch gun aboard warships. There are nets and cages. You see both in the Russia-Ukraine. You see both of them in the Russia-Ukraine war. Vehicles and heavy armor rigged up kind of like Mad Max, and trenches covered overhead to catch whatever comes crashing down. There's jamming and spoofing, electronic warfare. You can confuse, redirect, bring down drones using energy you and I can't actually see. On that same note, there's directed energy, powerful lasers and microwaves that fry electronics. The Army has sent both laser and microwave weapons to the Middle East to try out these sci-fi arms and see how effective they are. And then there's bullets, a bit of a Hail Mary. There's footage of soldiers last ditch shooting drones down. And a few months ago, I went out to a range with Zero Mark, a startup that is outfitting guns with a smart sensor and a buttstock to improve aim. I would also say, don't go in your backyard and try to shoot one of these down, because you'll definitely end up in some serious hot water and you'll probably also miss.
That is Colin Demarest. He is author of the Axios newsletter, Future of Defense, that you can subscribe to every week. Colin, thank you so much for your insights on this morning.
Of course. Have a good one.
You as well.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.